Chof Cheshvin, Thursday the 13th of November, Rabbi Benji Bongen, Yitzchok, Tfila Basoda, is that allowed?
Good morning, everyone. In this week's parasha, famous pasuk, "Vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basada lifnois erev," that Yitzchok went out to daven. Says Rashi, "Lasuach loshin tefillah." Says Rashi, "Loshin tefillah," and we know that this is where Yitzchok established the tefillah of mincha. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us that where Yitzchok davened was in a field. Is it allowed? Are we allowed to daven in a field? Yitzchok is obviously davened in a field, but how does that work nowadays? We see that Shulchan Aruch brings down, Narachayim Siman Sadi, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch bring down, Lo Yispalil B'Mokim Poros B'Moy Basada. A person should not daven in an open space, but Mokim Poros in an open space, K'moy Basada. Soda would be one of the examples which you shouldn't daven in. B'Mei Shukashu B'Mokim Tznias, because when a person is in Mokim Tznias, he's in a private place, Cholalov Emas Melech V'Liboy Nishvar. Then, the Emas HaMelech, it goes on him, there's a Yira, there's an Ema, there's an awesomeness, there's a decorum that is in a room that you cannot reach when a person is in a field or in a mock and porous. So the question is, what about if someone's on holiday? Shulchan Aruch clearly says the person shouldn't daven in a field. We'll have to deal with Yitzchak in a few minutes. What about someone's on holiday and they're taking a hike? So comes, you can see Shkiyas there. They were meant to be home, or they meant to be back with a minion, but they're not. Now they're in a sodeh. What do they do? Some people, I've heard, go on holiday and there isn't a minyan. So then they like to daven. They like to go and daven in their garden or in the country outside. They feel they've got an open space. They've got on their talis, their tefillin. Daven in nature for hours on end. Is that allowed? Is there a heter we could find for that? Another thing, when you learn this Shulchan Aruch, question that you might have is, lo yispalel b'mokim poros k'moy basadeh. You shouldn't daven in a mokim poros like a field, which means any mokim poros, any open place, a person shouldn't daven in. So I can see all of you are wondering, how does it work with the kosel? How do you daven outside in the kosel? It's a mokim poros. The chayr is a clear stira.
Didn't the Arizal used to get Erev Shabbos into
it? And it's a good question. We see that Arizal used to go out and Erev Shabbos into the field. What does it mean, lo yispalel? What is tefillah? Is that Shmina Esra? Are you allowed to speak to Hashem if you're in a field?
No.
Right? Did they do marriage or did they do Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos, that's what I'm saying. So the Chayr, maybe that is allowed. What does it mean by Yispalo? Another question is, I always have this question when I go to Eretz Yisrael. You see in Ga'ud, like in the streets of Malchi Yisrael, or somebody, they say minion, and you're looking to go into a shul, but the shul's already full. I'm thinking of the place outside Ori's Pizza there, if you know what I'm talking about. So you come and chat there. Find yourself davening literally on the street. So is that a halacha? Or is it better not? What are you supposed to do in that situation? Is it better not to daven with a minion? Like you said, also the Arizal, and we have nowadays a big phenomenon of espoidados in the field. People, breast of a chassidim are very into it. So is that allowed? What does it mean to fit up? And also we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, besides for Yitzchak, Moshe Rabbeinu also, by Makas Bar, it says, could say Simin Ha'ir, Moshe Rabbeinu went outside the city to daven. And is this a concept that we could apply to other places for whatever reason? If it's, let's say, even if it's in a private place, but it's not Mokim Tznias, let's say there's music going on or the other distractions going on, what is the definition? Is this a concept? Or is this something which is actually a halacha lemaisa, which only applies there? Those are some interesting points which I thought we could go through and discuss today. If we look a little bit into the sugya, trying to understand where everything comes from, maybe we kind of come up with a little bit halacha lemaisa. So, really the place to start is with the Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Daladon Beis. The Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Daladon Beis, says, Omar of Kahana, Rav Kahana made this declaration, Chotzif alai. What a chutzpah. Man de matzli beviksa. That's the makar of this halacha. It's literally five words. Chotzif alai. What a chutzpah. Man de matzli beviksa. Someone who davens beviksa in an open valley.
Open valley.
Says Rashi, de matzli beviksa. That's all it says in the Gemara. And then he goes on to something else. Says Rashi, de matzli beviksa, someone who davens in an open place like a bika, bevika in an open valley, shekashahu b'mokim tznias, because when a person is in a mokim of tznias, chalalav emas hamelech v'libo nishba, which is exactly the same words we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi must have copied it from there. That it says that when a person is in a valley, then he's in a mokim tznias. I'm just joking. Okay. Yeah. Right. When a person is in a bikkur and he's in the mokim tznias, then chalalav emas hamelech. Then you have the emas hamelech. There's the dalif neimiat toimid. You don't have one here. They have one here. They don't have the dalif neimiat toimid. Shvi'is Hashem neki somid. Okay, so you got that. The Dalif Neimiat Toimid, you have that only on the Aron HaKodesh when you're inside the shul. You're in a field, you don't have the Dalif Neimiat Toimid, you shouldn't daven. It's an interesting thing that we have to note is that what Rav Kahana says is it's a chutzpah. As we go through this whole sugya, you have to understand, whatever explanation we're going to give, you have to understand, why is this a chutzpah? It's an interesting, you know, a chotzif alai, it's a chutzpah of davening outside. What is that about? The Tosfos de Ramaskel chotzif alai, says Tosfos, v'im toima hakasiv. What does Tosfos ask? He asks a question from a parasha. What is his question? Rav Kahana says that you can't daven in a field. Frek Tosfos, v'hakasiv, v'yitzi Yitzchak l'svach basaveh. Right. In this week's parasha, it says that Yitzchak went out to daven in a field. Right. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us where he davened. Right. And it tells us that he was davening outside. Says Tosfos two answers. Yesh loima, answer number one, Dehosa Mairi Behar Hamairia. Over there, the soda that it's referring to is Har Hamairia. That's Tosfos' answer. Tosfos asks, you're not allowed to daven, or Kana says it's a chutzpah to daven outside. And the answer is, it's Har Hamairia. So, of course, Har Hamairia means it's special, but therefore what? There's something. Maybe because maybe not. I don't know. What does it mean, Hamariah? How do you explain Hamariah? Maybe. Tosfos doesn't say what he means. Could be. It could be Kedusha. There could be other explanations. We'll see them forging out different explanations. Tosfos' second teretz is a more practical answer. For those of you who like a bit more practical, says Tosfos, Inami biksa dahocha mairi bebikah bemokim shirigidin shom bani adam laver b'holokei drachim. We're talking about the bikkur that Rav Kahana was talking about was in a place where there's a lot of disturbances because people are walking backwards and forwards. And Yitzchak was this, he had his own private field. Right? There was no people walking around. The Sodom that Yitzchak was walking around, there was no other Ivrei Drachim. And Rav Kahana, when he says Chotzif Alai, which is actually a big nafkamina alcha, it means you can't daven in a field. Actually, you can daven in a field. It's actually a very different pshat according than Rashi. Rashi says, there's no one considered. It doesn't matter whether you own the field, doesn't matter if you think that's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. So it just says, no, the field, the element, when we talk about field, and the good is because field means there's loads of hikers and people there's fanfare and it's a festival. How are you going to daven out in a field? But if you're in a place where it's in the middle of nowhere, then you've got no ivrei drachim, then it's not a problem. That's just the second answer. Yeah, exactly. The third, if you apply according to that, then the ivrei drachim, someone is davening in an airport, it could be it's got all the mechitzas and it's got a thing, but he's completely a balagan, it wouldn't be allowed. So, but the question is, even if you don't have a choice, you've got a choice whether you can find a quiet place, you face the wall, you go to a corner, or you just daven in the middle of the lounge. You know, there's a difference.
But if you're a chiv in your minyan,
the truth is, if you have a chiv in your what, you had what?
In the airport.
No, so you can, but the question is, we'll see now. Look, first of all, who says we pass like this second? We're in Tosfos still, we're not halacha l'maisa, right? So I say, but we don't pass like this Tosfos anyway, but you'll see that there are nafkaminas. Okay, so Tosfos' first answer, Haram and Ria. Let's deal with that first. So we had one suggestion here that the pshat in Tosfos is that it's a mokum kedusha. You'll see that actually there are those that say that's a pshat in Tosfos. But actually, the Masters Hashekel, the Bach, and the Taz, and our Chaim Simon Tzadi Steve Hay say that the pshat in Tosfos is Har Hamiria. What's special about Har Hamiria? It's mukuf mechitzos. Right? It's nothing to do with the fact that it was Har Hamiria. It's mukuf mechitzos. It has mechitzos and walls around it. So the whole thing that Rav Kahana was talking about was the chutzpah to daven in a place where it's not mukuf mechitzos. Yitzchak davened in a field. He called it a field, but it wasn't really a field. It was a place that was Har Hamiria, which had mechitzos around it. But a Maisa, the Kafa Chaim says, for me, when you see this Bach and Taz, you think to yourself, for a Maisa, why did Tosfos not just say the Shom Hayimuk of Mechitzos? Tosfos says it's Har Hamiria, like as if he's explained it with that. So a better explanation, I think that fits in better with the words, I think, is the Kafa Chaim's chat in Simon Sadi Stif Hei. That he says that because it was Har Hamiria, therefore it was a Mokum Kodesh. Why does it make a difference if it's a Mokum Kodesh? Why does it make a difference if it's a Mokum Kodesh? Because the whole reason why you can't daven in a field is because there's no dalif nemiato emet. But in a mokum kodesh, this is the place where, this is mamash the place of Har Hamiria. This is where everything's happening. This is where everything has happened and will happen. This is a mokum kodesh. You've got a dalif nemiato emet on whatever you look at. The whole place screams dalif nemiato emet. That's Tosfos' first answer according to the Kafa Chaim. By the way, the Ma'arid Mikbelz actually says a very interesting answer. This is not Pshat in Tosfos, but he says an interesting answer. He says that Yitzchok was allowed to daven in a field. Why? Because we know that the middah of Yitzchok was Pachad. He lived and breathed Alef Neimato, not the place. The Kafa Chaim says the Pshat is the place, but Yitzchok's middah is Pachad, is Eimo. So for him, even in a field, he's not going to lose the Eimo Samelach. It's almost like the Torah tells us, why did the Torah tell it to us if it only applied to him? Well, there's other way you could look at it. Maybe the Torah only told it to us because it's saying he could daven in a field. So, the Maisa, like you say, according to the Bach and Taz's understanding in the first Pshat of Tosfos, the reason why Har Hamiria was different was because there were mechitzas all around, then that wouldn't answer the kosel today. Because we've got to open behind, etc. But according to the Kafa Chaim says that the pshat is it's a mokum kodesh. There's no doubt that when we go and daven at the Kosel today in the plaza, then it's got that same kedusha. Everyone knows when you daven, there's a certain, the place screams dalif nemiato emet. This is the center point of the world of tefillah. The question is, what does it mean mokum mechitza? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky is brought down in Isha Yitzral in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's just the newsflash that Israel is doing. That was just the newsflash. But the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Ishi Yisrael, he brings down Ishi Yisrael, Perek Gimel, in that Goch of Dalad, he brings that how do we daven in the Kosel today? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that a chotzer is not a considered mokum poritz. That means any place which is considered a chotzer l'halocha, which is like the plaza of the kosel, then it's not a mokum poritz anyway. That means that what the Shulchan Aruch was referring to as a mokum poritz was an open field, you know, like you're davening in the middle of nowhere and there's this open plan. So maybe the chayr, with that we can efshar understand. Now, how do we understand chutzpah though? How do we understand chutzpah? According to this, before we go to Tosfos second teretz, Rav Kahana said, chotzif alai, this is a chutzpah to daven outside. Rashi says that when you're in a mokum tznius, then you don't have emes. If you have a mokum sneers, then you have emes hamelech. When you're not in a mokum sneers, you're mokum poritz. Then I can understand why Rav Kahana says chutzpah. But according to Tosfos' first answer, we're talking about Har Hamiria. So the Bach says where there's mechitzas, why where's mechitzas? Is there no chutzpah? How would you explain that? Yeah, but what's the pshat in Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana said it's a chutzpah. Why? No, that's the second. We're talking about the second answer to Tosfos. Not there yet. But so according to the first answer to Tosfos, a mokum kodesh. The answer is the lechera. The pshat is that Tosfos. Let's say according to the Kafa Chaim, it's a mokum kodesh. That's the reason why it's allowed. In any other situation where it's not mokum kodesh, you completely forget Hashem. That's the chutzpah. It's just a blatant chutzpah. But that is actually my phone at the back, so I can't even complain at anyone. I left my phone. So the what chutzpah, the guy left his phone on. So maybe that's what kind of meant by chutzpah. So Tosfos's second answer is that there's ivory drachim. That's Tosfos's second answer. So Pashtus the pshat is that what Tosfos is saying is that there was in Rav Kana's talking about ivory drachim. In Ben Yitzchak, there was no ivory drachim. But the Beis Yosef asks the kasha, let's say there's ivory drachim or there isn't ivory drachim. What's that got to do with chutzpah? Why is it a chutzpah to daven in a place where there is ivory drachim?
You can't daven, this is all by the
guy. But why is that a chutzpah?
It's chutzpah, respect. You can't
concentrate, you can't have kavanah. So the Maaseh the Mogen Avraham explains exactly what you said. Mogen Avraham Sifkot Vav says, the pshat in the chutzpah is it's a guide on a chutzpah that you think that you can still concentrate even though there's so much distraction. Right? That means it's not because it's a chutzpah against the Rosh Hashanah, but you've got the guy from the chutzpah to think that in the middle of this balagan you're still going to be able to daven. That's a chutzpah.
You're probably gula.
Yes, according to that, the place in gula has a problem. And a maisa, it's a shayla. Like, should even post, according to this, Mogen Avraham, I'm not saying halacha la maisa yet, but according to Mogen Avraham, what you think in the middle of Malchi Yisrael on Thursday afternoon, with Galpaz on the other side playing the music, and Yale, people screaming, and there's the money changer behind you, you think you're going to be able to daven? Like, I think you've got a chutzpah, according to that. Okay, but we'll see. It might not be halacha la maisa, we'll see. We see Haran Maria, we still taste this Haran Maria. Right. So the truth is a very good answer. We see that the Gemalim arrived, right? It's a good question. We see the Gemalim arrived while Yitzchak's davening. So the question is like this: was that still a mockum of Ivory Drachim? Was this Yitzchak's own private land where he didn't expect anyone in the world to walk in, and suddenly punked on that time? Murphy's law is that, you know, 10 Gemalim are going to arrive with his future wife and bride and everything, and they come into his own personal space. It wasn't like every day, you know, you had a wife and Eliezer and everyone showing up. So the Beis Yosef explains. Sorry?
Saying the Zeruz Teretz is reality because she had tachat because she fell off on the camel.
Exactly. So you see that there was definitely an aimer there. You see that for sure that Yitzchak was able to achieve that aimer. The question is whether we can learn from that. The Beis Yosef gives a different answer. He explains the pshat in Tosfos. The second answer is that it's a mokim tznias. That means, in a place of the difference, the bikkur that he's talking about is not mokim tznias. Where there's ovri drachim, when there isn't ovri drachim, then that even though it's in a field, you can still achieve in a field a mokim tznias. That means, for example, there can be a place like an airport, where if it's empty at night, you can't say you can't dab in an airport. It could be, it depends if you're taking the 8:30 flight or the 3 o'clock flight in Heathrow, it could be a problem. If you're taking the 10:30 flight, if airport's empty and it's 9 o'clock, it could be it's okay. So that also would make a difference. That's according to the Beis Yosef, that it depends what the situation. Chiddush Yerim says, a different answer to Tosfos's question. Very interesting. The Gemara in Brocha says, we know that the Gemara in Brocha says that a person, when he davens, he should imagine himself where? A person should imagine himself on Harabai's neck of the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the Gemara in Brochas, and it's brought down the halacha. So if a person is supposed to be mechavan next to and to imagine the Kodesh Kedoshim, says the Chiddush Yerim, when a person is... when a person is there, neged the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's mamish there, then there's not a problem. Right? So that means, Tosas the Kasha, how can you do it? So the answer is, Yitzchak is in Har Meriah. So the answer is that actually the whole thing of the davening, not davening a sodah, is because you come from Mechavanei Kodesh Kodoshim. But if you're there, then you're ready to be Mechavanei Kodesh Kodoshim, because the Metzias, that's what you're there, if you're there. But why is it called the Chutzpah? The Maaseh, that's still a question. According to the second answer over here, especially according to the way we explain Kodesh Beis Yosef, it does need some understanding of what the Chutzpah is. The Yalkut Shemoni in Parashas Kisetz, the Ramas Tov Kuf Lamed Dalad, says that he says a different answer to Tosfos Teretz, which actually is makes things a lot simpler. Tosfos asks the Kasha, just to go back, Tosfos asks the Kasha, Rav Kana says a person shouldn't daven in a field, and we see the Yitzchak in this week's parasha davens in the field. So the Yalkut Shemoni says that actually the whole reason why Rav Kana says that you shouldn't daven in a field is because that's what the Goyim do. The Goyim daven in a field. It's the Yalkut Shmoni. Yeah, this is what they're going to. The Yalkut Shmoni says that it's a Maisa Akum. So then it says the Yalkut Shmoni, but Masha Enkein, by Yitzchok's time, they didn't daven like that. So Rav Kahana is saying, if you do that now, that's and Maisa, you see, like Rashi says, we hear in Parasha Shevtim, v'loisokim l'chomat seva, in Perek Tesayim Pasuk Chof Beis, v'loisokim l'chomat seva, ashasone Hashem elikecha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu hates matseva savonim. For Rashi, v'afal pishoy sahu v'loi b'meha avos. You see, at the time when the avos were around, there was these every second, every few pesukim, there's another hakomat matseva. Achshav. That the going me'achshav she'asu aliu oilu chuk labi dezora. Now that it's chukas hagoi, now Kodesh Baruch Hu sana. So actually, things could change. That means the fact that people davened or had matzevas in a certain time, the others, we can't learn from that today. So the Yalkut Shmoni's answer to Tosfos' question is the whole problem here is that we've got a situation where it's chukas hagoi. That's what Rav Kahana is saying. That's a chutzpah to daven like a goy. Yeah, but the time of Yitzchok it wasn't like that. So therefore, it's different. Okay. This Gemara in Brachos that we see, Rav Kahana says, Chotzef alay man de matzli beviksa, is actually brought down the halacha, as we saw in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tzadi. But the Rambam, the Rif and the Rosh, don't bring this halacha. The Rambam and the Rif and Rosh don't bring the halacha b'chlal, of man de matzli beviksa is a chutzpah. The Rishash and the Madani Melech already often not ask the question, what is the pshat? And the Shabbos and Shulchan Aruch, because Yosef say, that where there are mechitzos, it's okay. That means in any place, according to the way that Berkey Yosef explains, that in any place, Shitz and Rambam is that in any place, it doesn't matter if it's an open place, it doesn't matter if there's people which are walking backwards and forwards. This halacha only was said where there's not mokuf mechitzas. Any place where there's mechitzas, it's okay. The shad is... Sorry? A normal garden, that, exactly. So we'll come to that. We're going to go through each step. We'll see. A garden would be different to a field, for example. But listen to this. This is one of the biggest chidushim of all. The Pischa Eilam in those tests brings the Kaf HaChaim, who quotes the Ritva, who says, the whole of Kahana of Chotzef Alay Man Dematzli Beviksa is Man Dematzli Beviksa. One person. Man Dematzli Beviksa is one person who's davening in a field. If there's a minion, says the Ritva, there's no problem of davening in at Mok and Porus. All of this falls out the window. So this is how we can daven outside Uri's Pizza. Right? Because actually, if you're davening with a minion, so actually it's better to daven with a minion, according to this Ritva, it's better to daven with a minion in a public place with all the balagan than to go and find a quiet corner. Alright, so that's interesting, because at least you daven with a minion. That goes back to what Dudi was asking, if you're in an airport, all these problems. Actually, if you're davening with a minion, then it's okay. So on the airplane, the question is, there's different shade of davening on an airplane. This is just Sam, a little pet peeve of mine. That my Rebbe Rav Yitzchak Berkovitz said it's Geneva to daven on a minion at the back of the plane. He holds it's Geneva. This is not what this shiur is about. If you want to invite me back, I'll give you another shiur on it. The two minute explanation as to why it's Geneva. Even your shiur is Geneva. The reason is it could be a lot is different. It could be if they decide a place. I know, like, for example, EasyJet now, they give an announcement. But, for example, on British Airways, it's definitely not like that. And it's a whole shiur in itself, is that actually when someone pays for a ticket on a plane, part of their right on the plane is that they have access to both the front and the back, go to the bathroom at the back, the front, they can get access to the galleys. And you, if you are blocking that galley for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, you've denied that person access, so you've stolen from part of what their ticket was. Sorry? Yeah, I'm saying, whatever, there's ways to do it. Obviously, I'm not saying that if you think, but if just stand, you say, let's make a minion, you get 200 people in the back of the plane goes like that. You know what it's like, okay. You might have a different problem there as well, anyway. All right. Let's just go back to the questions. Someone's on holiday in a place of where they're in the middle of nowhere, and they forget Shkia's about to happen. What should they do? On the one hand, we've got the Gemara of Kana says, Chotzef Alay Man Dematzli Beviksa. So if they're with a minion, just daven with a minion. Don't worry about it. Definitely, it's better mokum sin than not. Let's say we talk about someone's hiking. What should they do? So first of all, if it's mokum mechitzos, we saw for the Kaf Chaim, it's okay. So the best place would be to find a place, either a field which is mokum mechitzos, or to at least go amongst Bnei Lonos or between the trees or something and find a mokum sonoa. Then at least according to Rosh the Shittas, you're covered. A tree, to daven to a tree.
No,
what I'm saying is, yeah, you're right, you shouldn't daven to a tree. Sorry, what? Yeah, you shouldn't daven to a tree, but you'd have your back to the tree, whatever, go in a private place, in a place where you can do it. What about the kosel? There were three other examples. But again, if a person's in a garden, for example, daven in a garden, it would depend how you understood it. If it's the pshat is that the nekuda was whether there was machitzas or not, well, here, like you said, in the garden, there's machitzas. But if the nekuda is that you've got the dalif nemiata oimed in the mokum tznias, then who says the machitzas does that? If it's in a place of ovri drachim, then even if you're if the whole nekuda was ovri drachim, like this is the second teretz, then even if you're in an open field, if there's no ovri drachim in the middle of the Swiss Alps, daven gazunze hate. Right, but if it's but your garden could have more of your drachen with your kids running in and out with the distractions than anything else. Funnily enough, I think that according to if the pshat is like Tosafot second teretz, I think any distraction. I don't think it's also over drachen. Over drachen was one of the distractions. I think if someone's in a place where there's a big screen, right, or in a place where there's any distraction, it's not only over drachen was the distractions of then of back in the day, but nowadays we've got so many distractions. Even in a place where if a person has his phone on during davening, it could be it's also for him to daven because he's got an over drachen in front of him. We've got the street in front of you. People kind of think this guy's calling you at the back. His phone's going. We're in a mock over drachen. That's what I'm saying. A person has his telephone on, it could be a mokum drachim even in a shul. Right? It's funny, I went to 10 Downing Street last year for Hanukkah, and when you come into the Prime Minister's house, there's little cubby holes, and the security say, you don't go through security there again, but they say, do you have a phone on you? If you have a phone on you, you put it in the cubby hole. Before you go out to see the Prime Minister, before you go out to his house, you put your phone in the cubby hole. Don't bring the street into the Prime Minister's house. I think maybe we could implement that to the inner shuls, like little cubby holes. Yeah, we've got that. Every little cubby hole, no one uses it. So then now, in the Kaisel Plaza, then we said, because Haramiria, then Lechera, it depends. If it was Al Smuk of Mechitzas, you can clear. Rav Chaim Kineski says it's a chotzer anyway, so it's allowed. I'm not saying that you shouldn't daven at the Kosel. We're trying to understand why you can daven at the Kosel. We've got three different reasons. Either because Hamariah, it's Mokum Mechobot Neged the Kodesh Kodashim, or simply it's a Mokum Kodesh, so the whole place screams Dalif Nimiata Omid. It's actually interesting, on Mondays and Thursdays, if you daven at Shacharis, there could be sometimes a big balagan there with bar mitzvahs and stuff, yeah? So it's also, again, you have to know yourself. You have to find a place where you can daven b'chavona. You know, a person goes to the Kosel. Personally, I like, when I go to the Kosel, I like to go at night. I find it's a lot less touristy at night. But again, you could have a situation of ovrei drachim. I was once at the Kosel and Putin came. Right, and it's like you don't have a more overdrawn situation than that, you know. Especially the Kosel, they have all these celebrities. Everyone comes. You have to know that even in the Kosel, there can be a matzah of overdrawn. Right? What about the minyanim in Geula? So the Chayr Pashas, we've got the Kafachaim, and we've got the Ritzvah, who say that if you daven with a minyan, you don't have any of these problems. So the Chayr, if you are stuck. Avada, a person l'chatchila, should definitely try and find daven in a shul, in a proper place, in his makom kavua. But if not, then you've got the kafachaim to be slenech on. What about the Arizal? The Arizal and going out to the field and his spoilers, the whole tefillah over here that we're discussing doesn't mean that you're not allowed to speak to Hashem. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to take a capital Tehillim outside. It's not based on kisei if you're in a sod. It's not like you can't say the Shem Hashem. Of course, here we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillah that a person comes from a kind outside. That's a chutzpah. If a person wants to say a capital Tehillim in his garden, gazunta hey, no one's saying that you can't do that. This is not, you can't get confused with this as a kilo mokim tumma, or like at a place where it would be where a person can't say anything. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? We've got 1 minute for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we see by Makas Barad, that he went, could say Siyasa'ir, he went to daven outside. So Rashi says, why did he daven outside? Because there's Avodah Zarah. Right? So the question is, well, what was the difference about Makas Barad? There was Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, not only before Makas Barad, but a long time after Makas Barad too. So, the Chasim, but Tosfos would say a different answer. I just want to finish with this. The Chasim says a Gevaldik Pshat. He says that, according to Tosfos' second answer, Tosfos' second answer is, that there's ovri drachim, right? Ovri drachim outside, therefore you shouldn't daven outside. So he says that your person shouldn't also daven in Mokam Avodah Zarah. But it's actually better to daven in a hotel where there's Avodah Zarah, or in a house where there's an Avodah Zarah, says the Chazal Sefer, than to daven in a place of distraction. It's better to daven in a Mokam Avodah Zarah, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go out of the ear. Every other Makkah, he didn't go out of the ear. We'll have to discuss what Makkah's bar is different. But yeah, but he did go out of the ear. But he didn't go out of the ear. He daven in a Mokam Avodah Zarah. Better to daven in a Mokam Avodah Zarah than to be distracted. Right? That means, going back to the phone analogy, if your phone is a distraction, right? I'm not saying it is, but if someone's phone is a distraction, then it's better to daven in a Mokam Avodah Zarah than to come to shul with your phone. Right? this is what the Chasam Sefer says. The Chasam Sefer says Moshe Rabbeinu did not, he'd better to daven in Mitzrayim with Avodah Zarah, with the Getchkos, than to daven. So why by Borod? He says, because by Borod, everyone was inside. There's hailstones outside. Right? So then there's a Mokam Avodah Zarah inside. Yeah, they brought their behemoths and everything inside, but he goes to Tzitzim here. There's no one standing outside. So the Chasam Sefer, then by that Makkah, that's where he davened outside. The Kitzah, basically what we learned is, come to shul to daven. That's what I'm saying.